Here we go. Reach. We last week saw Jesus reach. It was called See Jesus Reach. There were three C's. He reached out in compassion. That's the first C, compassion. If you don't have compassion for people, you will never reach people. Okay, I'm going to tell you that right now. You must have love, compassion. Jesus looked on people and his heart was broken. He had compassion on, and he was moved by love for people. Okay? For God so loved the world. Amen? He gave us his son. So, first C is what? Compassion. Second C, strange word. We don't use it much and we turned it negative, quite frankly. The word is condescend. Say that word with me. Condescend. Condescend is when you're in a superior state, you give up that superior status and you come down to somebody else's level for their benefit and for their good. You condescend. You come down. Now, a lot of people are condescending because they come down on people. They judge, they look down, they talk down, they speak down. Jesus actually came down. Amen? Condescend. If you want to reach people, humility. You understand? If you really want to reach people, you've got to have humility and come down to where they are. Number three, courage. Courage. Jesus had courage. He had strength. It is not the easiest thing to do to reach people. I mean, you're going to have to deal with yourself. You're going to have to deal with your own, inhibitions, your shortcomings, yourself. I mean, it's strong. You can get discouraged in reaching people. I've done it for years and years and years and years. And I can tell you, if I always kept score, I'll probably get discouraged. Amen? Not about keeping score. It's about being strong. He stood up against certain people that didn't want him to reach people or the way he was doing. He said, no, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it this way, and I'm going to keep reaching people. You know what I'm saying? He had courage. He had strength. And the final C, we added it to the list last week, was the cross. If you'll always keep the cross in your crosshairs, keep that as the crosshairs, when you're shooting those crosshairs, when you look at your world, you keep that cross like that. Amen? You keep that cross. See, because Bob and Rachel, I'm telling you something. When I see you through the cross, I see incredible potential. You understand? Everybody has potential through the cross. Amen. Say, do you see that? When you look at people, instead of looking down and judging, why don't you see them through the cross? Through the cross. Oh my gosh. Through the cross. There's incredible potential. You hearing me? Reaching people. One thought this morning. We've only got about 5 minutes. Jesus, say it with me, had a what? One more time. He had a what? We say sometimes, I don't like those kind of people. I'm not comfortable with these kind of people. I don't want to be with these kind of people. Those people. Jesus had a wide reach. I want you to hear something out of my mouth this morning. Jesus was the Son of God. He knew he was God. He didn't wake up one day and like, I'm God. He knew he was God. He humbled himself. He was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death for you and me. He came to this planet. But he knew he was God. When he was talking, you could hear him talk about his Father. You could hear him talk about his relationship with God. He came. He said, the Son of Man's come to give his life a ransom for how many? For many. Absolutely. Everybody. He knew he was God. Now, here's the incredible thing. He knew he was God. Because he was and is. He knew that. And he still had a wide reach. What do I mean by that? He knew he was God. But others really never thought of him as God. They thought of him as a person. Did you hear what I said? They thought of him as a person that they could approach. Jesus knew he was God, but when he reached people, he didn't talk to people like he was God. It'd be hard to approach somebody like that, wouldn't it? But it's funny, guys, sometimes we don't reach people because we come across like we God or something. Are y'all hearing me? Now, he was God, and he humbled himself, and they didn't even know he was God. Here we are sinners, and we think we God, and people can't come to us because we acting like we are God. See how backwards and warped we are? And we wonder why we're not reaching people for the Lord? Come on! You've got to come on down. Look at his wide reach. He was approachable. And we're going to talk about that in the next few weeks. How can I be approachable? How can people come to me? How can I go to people? How can people come to Christ? How can I reach out to people? How can I be changed? How can I be different? How can I reach, man? He had a wide reach in just a few stories, just scripture. Fishermen came. I'm going to tell you something. Jesus was a rabbi. Say rabbi. He was a rabbi. I guarantee you right now, fishermen didn't have nothing to do with no rabbis. All right? They just didn't. But he was a rabbi. He says unto them, come and see. They came and saw where Jesus dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. And one of the two which had heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first finds his own brother Simon and says unto him, we found the who? Which is being interpreted, the Christ. They followed him. They came to him. He was approachable. And somehow in their crazy mind, they realized this, he was special. There's something about his approach. People could come to him. But you got to be careful and say, well, I'm not Jesus. That's why I can't reach people. That's crazy. Jesus was God. I think it's harder for him to reach people. He's God. He had to humble himself way down here so he could reach the average Joe. I hate to tell you this. You're an average Joe already. Even though you might not think so. You listening? Come on. The religious could come to him. So here you got fishermen, don't know a thing probably about the word too much, perhaps. Tough, rough folk. But here's the religious, a man that would know about everything. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. He was a what? A ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, what? Rabbi, we know you're a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God's with you. So the religious people could come to him. I'm just showing you his wide reach. Did you feel how wide his reach was right there? Say. Outcasts came. The woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. This is a woman who had, well, and Jesus said to the woman of Samaria, how is it that you being a Jew ask of me a drink? I'm a woman of Samaria, for the Jews don't have any dealings with the Samaritans. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he was talking to this woman that Jews weren't supposed to speak to. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why do you talk to her? The woman then left her water pot. She went her way into the city. She said unto the men, and the men knew her. She'd been married 5 times, living with the 6, something like that. Come see a man which told me what? All things I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city, and then they came unto Jesus. You see how that works? So he could reach fishermen. He could reach religious people. He could reach sinners. He could reach outcasts. He had a what kind of reach? That's the kind of reach Fellowship Church needs to have. Are y'all hearing me today? We need to have a wide reach. You can never say, Gary Clark ever said this, we're looking for a certain kind of person here to come to Fellowship Church. What we don't want here is people that gossip and run their mouth. Did you hear me? Because you'll screw it all up. We need to love people. Are you hearing me today? And not people that judge people and look down on people. You'll never build anything for God that's of any substance or value for Him if we have that attitude. Are y'all hearing me today? Come on, praise the Lord. Yeah, come on. Reach, a wide reach. Crooks came. How many crooks or former crooks we got in the building? Can I see your hand? That former, you don't mind listening, but lifting your hand, that current crook thing, you don't know about that one. Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was the chief among the publicans or tax collectors. And he was rich. Yeah. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and he could not for the press because he was a short little guy. so crooks could come. Did Jesus have something to do with Zacchaeus, if you know the story? He actually said, I'm going to your what today? House today. Went to his house. And Zacchaeus' life was changing. He actually started restoring back what he had taken, didn't he? Say, yeah. So Jesus had what kind of reach? Are you getting the point today? Wide reach. The sick came. Behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him. And that's the beautiful thing. People came to Jesus because they thought they could. They thought they could. I want people to say that about me. I can go see him. Well, but he's a preacher. No. I can go see him. I think I can. Amen? I'd love that to be said about every one of us in here. You can come see me. But we're living that. We're giving off. I mean, we can't see all the people out in our world. But I want to give off that attitude. And that I want something to come out of me. Somehow in the way I'm living my life, my demeanor, my face. We're going to talk about it in the next few weeks. How can I get the world to say, I can come. I can go to fellowship. I'll be welcome there. Amen? Come on. The sick came. So she touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I'll be whole. I would love people to think they could come to fellowship or talk with us or come into our life thinking, if I can, I know my life can change. I know there's hope. I mean, I believe if I do that, something good's going to happen in my life. Wouldn't that be great? Say, I want a wide reach. I don't want just the whole to come to fellowship. I'm good. I'm saved. I'm a Christian. I want the sick to come here. I want people that need help to come here. That gives me value for my life, guys. I love it. I love it. Seeing lives changed. It's incredible. Sinners came. And behold, a woman in the city which was a what? Probably a prostitute. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, she said, I believe I can go there. I believe I can go see him. She brought an alabaster box full of ointment. And she stood at his feet behind him weeping. She began to wash his feet with tears, did wipe them with the hairs of her head. She kissed his feet. She anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had him come over to dinner, saw it, he said within himself, saying, if this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a what? See, that lady would have never come to that man's house had not Jesus been at his house. Because he gave off an aura, an attitude. You're not welcome here. You're not welcome here. You're not good enough to come here. Jesus came to the house, transformed the whole house by his presence. And she said, man, if I'm ever going to get into that house, it's now. Amen. Sinners could come. Are we done, Raj? That's it. Not long. Jesus had a what? My encouragement to you this week, reach. Reach. Compassion, condescend, have that courage. See your people this week in your world through the cross. And open up your heart. Amen? Come on, let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen? Come on. Thank you, Lord. It was brief. Praise the Lord. Let's stand.